Long lines, crowded airports, cramped planes. Don't you just love summer travel? Russell Hannon is our budget travel expert on the Eye Opener this summer. He joins us, well, not to talk about saving money on airfare, but with tips on travel etiquette to make flying more enjoyable for all. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning.
Travel etiquette. Is it lacking right now? Is that fair to say?
Well, you know, it depends who you ask, actually. But the thing is, there's a lot of unwritten rules that aren't really defined. And I find there's a simple rule of thumb that'll make you a great travel neighbor in any situation. It's basically just abide by etiquette that you often find in the workplace while showing the same courtesy that you would when going to church. And that will generally steer you clear of those sorts of things.
Yes, it would. But what's your experience been? I mean, we'll get to that. But because you're a big traveler. People don't really act that way, do they?
Well, you know what? I think it's about being conscious. And if you think about, like, just in the workplace, for example, like, some things that we want to do is just keep things odor neutral, so no strong perfume,
right,
or
okay,
bringing food on board that's smelly. Also, with the seat, I recommend that when food is being served, just recommend to the people behind you to move your seat up just while they're eating. And we tend to not think of those things, but I think it's just a matter of making that conscious effort. And I've really seen courtesy is contagious. When you do those things quite often, you'll start to see others around you offer to do the same as well.
We could have a whole conversation about moving the seat back and whether that's ever appropriate. But what are some of the other unwritten rules of flying?
Okay, well, you know, if you're blocking an aisle for 5 seconds or more, you should actually move into the row if there's people behind you to let them by. See, it's not uncommon for actually boarding of an airplane to completely stall for 30 to 45 seconds while one person is working in the overhead bin. Also, something to consider, if your carry-on is small enough to put under the seat, don't put it in the overhead compartment until everybody's boarded the plane, because we've all had the case where we're one of the last ones in the plane and we can't put our bag under the bin. And what happens is there's all kinds of small things that are in the overhead, and I could see airlines making that a policy one day. When it comes time to get off the plane, let those in front of you off before you, unless it's clear that they aren't ready to get off. And when you get to the luggage carousel, wouldn't it be nice if everyone stood 5 feet away from the carousel, so when your bag comes out, you could just walk straight up to your bag and get it?
You mean the way you're supposed to?
Yes.
Behind that line. Okay. Look, I've traveled for years with my children, so I may be guilty of just about every sin you could perform with your kids traveling. But if you're on a plane and there's some, if some nearby kids are bothering you, mm-hmm, how should you approach that situation, or should you approach it at all?
Well, you know, I noticed even if you just tend to look at a child who may be distracting you, if they see you're looking at them quite often, they'll settle down. If you aren't comfortable speaking with the parents, I recommend just mentioning it to the flight attendant. And there was a case where I saw that recently where a flight attendant just mentioned to the parents saying they were playing these little games and it was quite loud. And the flight attendant just mentioned, oh, you should shut that off because we don't want everyone around listening. So I recommend getting earbuds for the kids if they're playing games or watching movies, or making sure that it's on mute.
Yeah, and keep in mind those earbuds they don't restrict the sound to somebody's ears if they crank it up. But anyway, what if you fall sick on flight day?
Well, you know what? A survey by the National Foundation of Infectious Disease found two-thirds of Americans will still fly while knowing that they have the flu. And if that doesn't make you queasy, I'm sure the stats aren't much different in Canada. So the reality is we often feel pressure to fly sick because we're financially on the hook with those flights.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to always reschedule your travel plan. So if you have to fly while you're sick, you know, I truly believe to consider just going to the pharmacy and getting a little protective mask. You can get them for $6 that you put on. And also, if the plane isn't full, just ask if you can have a little part of the plane a bit further from others. I did that on a flight overseas, and people would appreciate that if they did know that you were sick.
Wouldn't that be great if it actually worked? But they're usually just packed in the summer. Look, anyone can make an inadvertent mistake, like falling asleep, slouching on the person next to you. Ever had somebody drool on your shoulder for an entire flight?
Not yet, no.
I've been that guy. How big of a faux pas is that?
Well, okay, this can happen to anyone. And the key thing is to treat the situation the way you'd like it handled if you were the infractor. So basically, I just recommend just tapping the person on the shoulder and just apologizing for waking them and just mention that they started to slouch on you.
Let me ask you about a modern-day pet peeve. Seems these days, whenever you get where you finally want to go, you finally reach this beautiful destination, and there's a ton of people there at the same time, you can't see what it is you went to look at because everyone's got their phones or iPads held up over their heads. Are there rules in your mind, etiquette rules, about hogging the view?
Well, you know, I saw this at the Grand Canyon, actually. There was dozens of people around me. Not one person was looking at the Grand Canyon with their eyes. They were all looking at it through their phones.
Yeah.
And I recommend just the Pokemon rule is if you are looking at the view through your phone is to be very aware and conscious of who's around you. Now also, if you're the one who has that view and there's a lot of people behind you, you know, the most dramatic part of looking at a new view is that first minute. And then incrementally, the longer you stay, the benefits aren't quite as much as that first minute. So I recommend spending 1 or 2 minutes looking at the view, then letting others come up to take their turn.
And just try to be aware that there are other people there trying to have an experience other than yourself?
Yes, correct.
Okay. look, there's this new thing online. I shouldn't say it's new. It's probably been going on for years now. But people posting pictures of travelers behaving badly to shame them online. What do you think about that?
Okay, well, you know what? No matter how funny or awkward a situation you see, do not take pictures of other people. Because I really see that as a 21st century form of bullying almost. Where and if someone catches you doing that, at the very least, it's embarrassing for both people, and it can escalate into a confrontational discussion. So I just recommend resisting the temptation to do that.
Is travel etiquette disappearing, Russell? I mean, look, you talk about cheap flights, budget airlines. Are there different rules on the cheaper flights than there used to be when traveling was something you dressed up for?
Well, you know, I think the system is changing, and seats are getting smaller. We have got less space. Quite often, there's more people getting packed onto planes, and there's overbookings that are happening. So we're all part of the same system, and I think that's a bit of a response that you see with that. So with that, I feel it's best to lead by example, control what you can control, and then by exercising patience with what you can't is the best way to survive peak summer travel season.
And relax, people. You're supposed to be on vacation. Is that right?
That's right.
Russell, thanks for this. That's Russell Hannon. He's the author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less.